Ach, wer bläse le lu, tane wer bläse den Hurken is libnen, is it good? Ach, wer bläse den Zaki le Baruch Hayo, those who live in that area, instead of asking the local Baruch, that's rabbi, they should send all the Shabbos to Abdech and then Zaki, he lived not far away. These were cities in there, so Baruch Hayo was a city, like Lud is a city now. Tana says in the Bais of Kol Rechaim Barani, Shavu HaBein, Shavu HaBein. What's Kol Rechaim? So that's what the Rishonim say. There would be grind. Rashi says there would be when you have a bris milah, so you have to put on medication to heal the wound that it shouldn't bleed and it should heal and protect from infections. So they would grind up the medication on a rechaim. So if you hear kol rechaim in the middle of the day in the city Barani, is biyodua that there's a bris. Why is a bris called Shavu HaBein? Shavu HaBein. Because the bris takes place at the end of the week, on the first day and the next week. Okay, if you have, so that would be a simon. If you have or an erba berachayel mishta sham mishta sham. What I mean, if you have candles lit in the middle of the day, what are they grinding in the middle of the day? What do they have candles lit in the middle of the day? So it's a simon mishta sham mishta sham. Must be that there's a wedding going on. Why do they have to make such simonim? Why don't they just hang up a sign? There's a bris taking place. There's a chasana taking place. The Rashi says this was B'shas Gzeiras HaShemat, that the Galatian government wouldn't allow them to observe the mitzvahs. B'shas HaShemat, B'shas Gzeiras HaMalchus Hoya, Shigos HaShlalomu, not allowed to get married with the Chuppah B'Kiddushin, not allowed to perform a bris milah, V'hoya Reim L'Hotzikol, they were afraid to let people know, afraid to hang up the sign of bris is taking place. He covers him and said, that's what they did. Tosfos Tainus against Rashi, how can you say that it's only B'shas Gzeiras HaShemat? It says in Yirmiyah, chapter Chafei, the practice was Bizman Bais Rishon before there was a Gzeiras HaShemat. So HaKadosh Baruch, the Novi says, the Nevuah, Amadatim Mehem, Kol Tzasim, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasim, Kol Kala, Kol Rechaim, Be'or Aner. But Hashem is going to take away from them. They used to celebrate a bris, and they used to have candles lit in the middle of the day, or they had extra candles at night, more than it was really necessary. And that was a simon that there's a chasana taking place, or a bris. Yeah. That's what the next taisa says. Mikan nogel lahalak ner b'milo. Meaning is, even if the bris is in the middle of the day, you light candles. Because that's what they did in the days of the Gemara. So Tosfos quotes from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that they used to light the candles, or on there, in Kol Rechaim, took place Bizman Bais Rishon, before the Churban HaBais, before there was any Gzeiras HaShemat. So what do you mean this only happened Bizman Gzeiras HaMalchus? So Tosfos says, Ikal HaMeimar, Shigam Rishonu Hayosim Siman HaMeilu L'Shem Simcha. They did it even before the Gzeiras HaShemat. And later they did it because they're afraid to announce that there's a bris or a wedding. The police will come and arrest them, like under the communists. They didn't allow them to keep any mitzvahs.
They probably did both. Before they announced, they said
there's a bris, and they made the simon also. And then later, B'shas Gzeiras HaShemat, they weren't allowed, they weren't able to announce it, so they only did the simon. Yeah, they only did the simon. Tan Rabbanan, Tzedek Tzedek, Tirta Paloch HaChachachamim B'Yeshiva. The same thing. You should just go to your local Orthodox rabbi. If it's within reason that you can go to a higher rabbinic authority, you should do so. Achar Blezer Lelut, same as the first Brisa said. Achar Bechem and Zaka LeBracha, that's the same. Achar Ebeshu LePakin. Achar Rabbi Gamliel LeYavne. Yavne is probably, my Gemara is printed with an Aleph, it's probably a mistake. It should be printed with Hey. Yavne has a hay at the end. Achar Rabbi Kiva LeBnei Brak. Achar Amasya Ben Chora Shle Raimi. There was one Tanu who lived in Rome. Amasya Ben Chora Shle lived in Rome. The Gemara quotes him at the end of Yuma. He's the one who said about the Abba Chiluki Kapor. Achar Rabbi Hanani Ben Tradyan LeSichne. Achar Rabbi Yossi LeTzipor. Achar Rabbi Yudim Ben Meser LeNetzivin. That's what Tosfos has a discussion in the beginning of Bava Basra, in the beginning of Pesachim. Whether they quote the Gemara, Bava Basra wasn't Tzivin in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Tzivin in Chutz Lartz. It's not too clear. Rabbi Yudim Ben Meser lived in a Tzivin. Achar Rabbi Yeshua La Goylo. That's a contradiction to what it said before. Right before it says Achar Rabbi Yeshua LePakin. So all of a sudden now it says Achar Rabbi Yeshua La Goylo. So there's something wrong. So what does the Bach say?
There's no bach. What's the, oh, the letter Aleph?
Yeah.
Achar Rabbi Yeshua, Achar Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, that's the Gemara in the end of Brachas. He was a nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, he lived in Golas, in Gola. Achar Rabbi the Beis Sharim, okay, that's where Rabbi lived. Achar Chachamu Lishkas Agas. Whoever is near, whenever it's within reason. In Shulchan Aruch they say, if you live near Vilna, you live near Warsaw, you should go to the Bezna Warsaw. Go to the bigger Talmid Chacham. You should just go to the local Orthodox rabbi. Okay.
Is this for only Din Torah or for any Shiloh?
Any Shiloh, I think. Not only Din Torah. I think it goes on any Shiloh.
How do we know it's supposed
to any Shiloh? Should only go on a Din Torah. Should go on everything. I would think so. Comment says in Chosh Mishpat they're talking about Dini Torah. He thinks most talking about Dini Torah, but I would assume it goes on any shot. If it's within reason, should he ask a higher authority? Shouldn't just be satisfied. How does a person know whether it's a difficult shayla? Lema does know if it's a complicated shayla or not. So every shayla may be complicated. So any when he has the opportunity to, he should really ask it to the biggest tampon. Yeah. Okay, now goes the famous sugya. The other Gemara we learned already about the Asar Chilukim. We started some of them. And now we're on Dili Mamas Machzir Ben Luschus Ben Luchoyba. On the Tat second line of Lam Gimel and Aleph. The Bezin realized and it didn't turn Dili Mamas that they made a mistake, so they reversed the Psak. Ben Luschus Ben Luchoyba. Masheni came to Dim Nefashis Machzir Luschus Ben Machzir Luchoyba. The Gemara is going to quote later Psukim. On Amid Base. On Lam Gimel and Bezin, I was going to quote all the sources on the Psukim. But till they get to that stira, till they get to the Psukim, so they say Uriminu, they have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says that if the Bezin realizes that they made a mistake in Psak, they simply reverse the Psak. Achzirim Bein L'schuz Bein L'choyva. So the problem is that there is a Mishnah in Bchoyris, it says that's on Dav Chav Ches on the base, which reads Donos Adin. Sounds like a Yochid. That's another question. That's on. It says on the side Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say? Zayin Amud Aleph, Vav Amud Aleph. When the Gemara quotes that Mishnah, it sounds like Chad Nami Kosh. Donos Adin sounds like Chad Nami Kosh. Okay, it's another Mishnah. So here it says Donos Adin Zika Sachay B'Chivas Azaka. He made the Bez made a mistake. Timas Atar Tiras Atami. He made a mistake and he said the Hetta. He said something is Tami. It's really Torah. He said something is Torah. It's really Tami. Masha Asa Asa B'Shalom Ebeis. So it says. If he made a mistake, let's first concentrate on the Dini Mom in this case. If the Dayanim, if the Bezin made a mistake in Dini Mom in this, so you leave the Psak the way it is, and the Dayan has to pay from his own pocket. Yishalami Besa. So why does the Dayan have to pay from his own pocket? What kind of a din is that? So that's discussed there in Bchoris on that daf. So first the Gemara says, Shema Mino, it's a Stam Mishnah Rameyer. And the Mishnah goes like Rabbeir Lushitasa, who holds Dainin and Dina de Garmi. Garmi means if you're Otama Mazik Beadim, I take a hammer and I smash the window, that's Otama Mazik Beadim. And if I'm playing ball over here or something and the ball bounces and it's bounces back and it breaks the window, I grum Benazik and it's button. And if it's halfway in between Grumma and Otama Mazik Beadim, Ben, we call it Garmi, and then it's a Machlaika Satanoim. So Rabbeir's opinion is Dainin and Dina de Garmi. That one who is mazik, they got me, has to pay. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we pass on like that. Dainin and dinin got me, you do have to pay. We mentioned that to Machlekes, Tosis and the Ramban, whether Garmi is a din, the Raisa a din, the Rabban, Tosis Sheet of the Kamen, the Kaimis is, Garmi is only with the Rabban, and it's a penalty with the Rabban. So you only pay if you're mazik, Aide Garmi b'mezid, lo konsu shod got the mezid, if it's mazik, Aide Garmi b'shoge, they didn't penalize. Look on to Shogot Amazit. And also, Taisa says, Garmi would only be Chayev if he's an Odom HaMazagai De Garmi. Let's say my behemoth is Mazagai De Garmi. Garmi the Behemto wouldn't have to pay either. And then the third Nafkamina, because Garmi is only the Rabbanon, like Konsa Ben Ayachar, since it's only a penalty with the Rabbanon, so there's a Sugya Moit Kotna, where the Gemara says, whenever there's a penalty with the Rabbanon, you have to pay money, so they only penalize the person who did the Avla. And once he dies, he can't collect from his yorshim, from his estate. Like Konsa ben Ayachim. So that's what Taisus holds. Garmi is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. That's the accepted opinion. So therefore, Garmi b'shogeg is not chayiv. And Garmi the behemto is not chayiv. Only Odom HaMazik Al Yedei Garmi. In Loikon se b'nai yachol, you don't penalize the son. The Ramban has a whole country as Dina de Garmi, so his main theme is that he disagrees with everything that Tosfos said. Ramban holds that Garmi, the Gemara's lashon is Rameh doin Dina de Garmi. So if Tosfos were right, the Garmi is on the Knas, so the Gemara should call Rameh doin Knasa de Garmi. It says Dina de Garmi, so you see that it's a Din derais. So the Ramban has to go into big dechukim to explain. How do you, it's like splitting hairs. How do you explain why this is Garmi and this is only Grama? You're not Chayiv. According to Tosfos, on the level of the Raisa, Garmi is Grama. It's all the same thing, Menatora. And they picked out certain cases that they felt that you have to make the guy pay. If he was Masik, then Mezid, Ayidei Garmi, you make him pay. Masik Bishoyi, you don't penalize him. So that's, we mentioned, the Shach and the Enochash Mishpah, right, said he really initially intended, he started writing a running commentary on the Kuntra's Dina Garmi, of the Ramban, and he decided it's not worth it because we don't pass like the Ramban anyway. The Talmidim of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein published several volumes of his shiur, so they published a whole volume on the Kuntra's Din of Gami. But the Shach said he's not going to write the whole commentary because it's a waste of time, so they printed Rav Aaron's shiur on Din of Gami. Okay. He thought it's not a waste of time. He has a lot of very fascinating things. The Ramban has an awful lot of comments there. Side comments that are worthy of a major discussion. Yeah.
And this is din of miyad, but I say this is only put into Ramban.
Tosfos says that. We're going to have to get into that soon. Tosfos says that. How do you give the definition? What's garmi and what's grama? So Tosfos says if it's miyad and bari hazeka, if you have these two conditions. And then the Ramban has to sharpen it a little bit. That's not enough. According to Tosfos, not all the cases fit in 100%.
You have to be able to figure out which is a Grama and a Garmi. It's not so easy.
Right. So according to the Ramban, has to be more tighter than according to Tosfos, because he's talking all on the level of their eyes. According to Tosfos, he can say, because this is more common than that, so here they made a Knas, and then they didn't make a Knas. But according to Ramban, everything is on the level of their eyes, so you're going to have to really give Chilukim. Okay. So this is the Gemara's theory. This is the steer. And our mission, it says that if the Bezdin realized they made a mistake, they just reverse the psak. Practic. And the Mishnah in Chayrus and Av Chav Chesan says, Donas Adin, Mashal Sasi, leave the psak the way it is. You don't reverse the psak. And the Dayan Shetor has to pay. Why does he pay? So the Gemara says, Shema Minot. He wasn't Masik, the other guy's coming. He gave a mistake in psak. He made a mistake in psak. And then the Baal Din went and he paid the money to the other party. And now he lost money. Because up in Bikaret Din, he was really entitled to keep the money. So he went and he paid the money, Shaloi Kedin. So that we hold the Dayan responsible, even though he wasn't Mazik B'Adai, even though it's only Garmi. So the Mishnah goes like Rameh, Doin Din in the Garmi. Then the Gemara says, not necessarily. The Yolim, you can say that the Mishnah is not the Stam Mishnah Rameh. You have to say it goes like Rav Meir. The other we can say Gami is Potter. Maybe Gami would be Potter. Maybe they should be considered Gami B'Shoigeg. That's Tosfos Kasha and Amid Beis. Tosfos and Amid Beis is that Kasha. If Tosfos L'Shitosim holds that Gami is only Knas, the Lord calls him shall go to Mezid. So Dayan Shetor was B'Shoigeg. He didn't paskin falsely to Mezid. He thought that was the din, and after he paskins and the guy paid out the money, then the dayan realized that he made a mistake. So every situation of dayan shator should be considered garmi b'shoigeg. So what does the Gemara say there in Chorus Daf Chav Ches? Oh, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, the doin din in the garmi. It doesn't help even if you are like Rav Meir. Garmi is only with the Rabbanon, and only be mezid, not b'shoigeg. So that's Tosfos kasha. That's Tosfos l'shitasim holds like that. Rabban holds garmi b'shoigeg is also chayiv. Tosfos holds Gami is only a penalty with the Rabbanon and Lo Kansu Shokot Amazid. So that's what the Tosfos says on the top of Amid Beis, on the top of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. So the last three lines in Tosfos to give the end of the Yeshleimar, the Mekal Mekam Chashav Kamo Amazid, even though the Dain was Tor B'Shoigeg, by definition, Dain should Tor B'Shoigeg. We treat it as if it were made. Shahoy lo v'chach v'daktik b'hoy ros v'leida shabalabayis yarei. We should have realized that they're relying on his psak. They should have studied more carefully. he was negligent. He didn't do his homework. The guy gave a psak, which was incorrect. So therefore, we consider it gamli b'meis.
That's
b'shea
kamazik.
Yeah, he was a little bit poshea. So that's what the Rashash quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that Shigigas Talmud Oyle Zodoy. If a Talmud Chacham makes a mistake in learning, it'll be treated by the Halacha as if he made the mistake in Mezid. What does it mean? So he says it's Neged Tadishk. The Tosfos holds the Gamli B'shegeg. You don't pay, but the Dayan Shetah, even though it's B'shegeg, Shigigas Talmud Oyle Zodoy, we treat it as if it was Ben Mezid. Wow. We treat it as if it was the basis. So Nachmal. So first, the Gemara in Habamin and Gemara Mchares Daf Chav Chesam. Basically, the Gemara thought that this is Gami, and the Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. The Doin Dinin Gami. Then the Gemara says not necessarily. The Olim you can say the Mishnah goes in the case that L'chola Deis Ayechai. When is that? If not someone else in the Yad. If the Dayan says to Reuven, the Halacha says you have to pay him the money, so let give me the money right now and I'm going to hand it over. So he gives him $100,000, then he gives over the money to the other party. Since it's not someone else in the yard, so the Dayan is Mukhayyib, even if you don't hold like Rav Meir, Dayan didn't get me. He's Chayyib Midin Gazlan. Gazlan usually is I steal your property and I put it in my pocket. What if Robin Hood steals from the rich and gives to the poor? So sometimes it's a mitzvah to do that, to steal from the rich and give to the poor. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. That sometimes Kofin Alad Tzedakah. So Bezin sometimes has the right to take away from the rich people and give to the poor people. And Eretz Yisrael, there was a while before Hakamas HaMedina. There was a while that before the Second World War that the farmers, the secular farmers, felt you can't build a Medina based on Amir Liyakum. You have to have Dafke. Can't have Avodah Zarah. Can't have work done by Arabs. You have to have Avodah Ivrit. All the work has to be done by Jews. It doesn't make sense to build a Medina based on a Meir Yachim. So what are you going to do on Shabbos? You milk the cows. So that's Rav Chaim Moiser and Chazon Ish said, the best solution is have a goy. What they do in Europe, the Jews had farms and they milked the cows on Shabbos. They had a goy milk the cows. So the farmers in Eretz Yisrael refused to have a Meir Yachim. They had to have a heter that the Jews are allowed to milk the cows. So the Chazon Ish came up with some coolest. How you can milk the cows. Okay, some kind of a head. And eights. So at that time they organized the unions and if there would be a factory where they would hire Arab workers, so they would picket the factory and they wouldn't allow the deliveries to come in. They wouldn't allow the trucks to make deliveries, and they would smash the windows in the factory at night, and they would beat up they would slash the tires of the cars who were delivering because it was a non-union factory. They allowed Arabs to work there. So when they wrote this up in the newspapers in Europe, so the Rabbanim, some of the Rabbanim were very upset. So Rabbi Chana Vassman wrote an open letter to the farmers in Eretz Yisrael. This is Shaloi Kedin. What are they doing? They're not allowed to be mazik if you don't like it. So go get a job somewhere else. Don't work over here. You have no right to pick it. You have no right to slash the tires or to smash the windows. So they write in the history books that the Chazon Ish sent Rabbi Hanan a letter. What are you sticking your 2 cents in over here? There are Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael. We know, we see what's going on. We know what's going on. And sometimes Kaifan Alat Stoker. It's not right. He wrote that the Jewish workers are right. That the Jewish factory owners or the Jewish farmers, they want to make a lot of money. So they hire Arabs and they pay them next to nothing. And if they would hire Jewish workers, they would have to pay them more. And the din requires they're supposed to hire the Jewish workers. They're supposed to pay them more. There's a medin stoker. Well, it's not fair that the factory owner should become a wealthy man at the expense of everybody else. So he said, there are Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, leave it up to us. We know what's going on. They consulted. So they say the Chazon Ish held that it was okay. He held that to slash the tires, that's the Robin Hood, steals from the rich and he gives to the poor. That's Kaifan Allah's stoker. Sometimes that is the din. Kaifan Allah's stoker. Anyway, so the. So the Gemara says, so usually if you steal Xelis, you steal from someone and you put it in your own pocket. What's a din if I steal from one person, I give it to another person? Is that also a din of Xelis? So it says over here, yeah. Nosam, nosam biyad, yimchuyiv mi'ikir adin. Pashtus is mi din Xelis. Gemara said before also, Gzeilas Ha'ani B'Vatechem, I think we had it before Daftes. I seem to remember we had it before with the Dayan. Called down here, five lines, six lines from the bottom on Zayin and Aleph. Called down she noyte mizem and noyte mizem shloki din hakadosh baruch hu noyte mizem and nafshe nema al tigzol dal ki dalu. So the Gemara considers it gezel. They quoted one kid who said him not to marasim yaris chay medin mazik, but Rav Soloveitchik pointed out no, the Gemara calls him a gazlan. Gazlan were usually used to thinking I keep it for myself. I steal and I give it to someone else. Also called a gazlan. That's what you see from the Gemara. Tigzol dal ki dalu. It's also called a gazlan. So first the Gemara thought that Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Pcheret Av Chavches Danes Adin Mishalim Beiso is Medina de Garmi, and it only goes Aliba de Reb Meir, and it's a Stam Mishnah Aliba de Reb Meir, and the Chachamim would disagree. So then the Gemara Mcheret says not necessarily so. The Yolim you can say that it goes in Ratam and Asam Biyad Mishalim Beiso Medin Gazlan. In Gazlan, Medin Mazik, the Gemara says on Dab Zayin, Medin Gazlan. Fine, that is fine.
So, is there
a Gazlan Bishogig? Gazlan Bishogig is also Chayiv, yeah. Gazlan Bishogig is also Chayiv. That's what you see in this Gemara. Gazlan Bishogig is also Chayiv. That's correct. So, Nachamot, so the Gemara had a steer. How come in the Mishnah Pcheris it says Masha Asa Asa, you leave the Psak the way it is, you don't reverse the Psak. And our Mishnah says that you do reverse the Psak. So it's Astira. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Loikashi, Kam B'Mumche, Kam B'She'enai Mumche. Which direction is the Teret? Which one is Mumche, which one is Enai Mumche? So the Gemara is going to slug it up that it's wrong, because the Mishnah Pcheris says under normal circumstances, Asher 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 Mishalim Et Beisa, and if it's a Mumcha Le Beis, then he doesn't, is any Mishalim Et Beisa. So the Mishnah is talking both about a Mumcha and not about a Mumcha. It says, Asher Asher Asher, both by Mumcha and not Mumcha. The difference between a Mumcha and if it's a Mumcha Le Beis, the word Mumcha has different meanings. Mumcha Le Beis, we discussed it anyway, we learned it in the first pair. Mumcha Le Beis is, the Ramban explains in the Torah Sa'odom. Other Achrayim didn't, a lot of Achrayim didn't understand this because they didn't have the Torah Sa'adam Lahar Ramban. But once Rabbi Zalman printed it, so once you look in the Torah Sa'adam, so you see what the Ramban said. The Ramban explains that a Dayan Shato is Chayiv to pay Medina de Garmi. We pass Medina de Garmi is Chayiv to pay. And a Rofe Shekil Kel is Mukhayiv to pay. You have Nezik Tzarif, Bishabis, and Boishas. So there's a Stira. We mentioned where the Osirach points out there's a three-way steer. There are three Toseftas. Two Toseftas in Bava Kamma, one Tosefta in Gittin. So one Tosefta in Bava Kamma says a doctor in America, it was a big issue about malpractice suits around 30 years ago. Now it's boring. But then it was just coming out. So sometimes a doctor makes a mistake. If the doctor gives standard treatment for the patient, what's mekubal and happens that doesn't work, happens that it's nech, that it causes him to die or causes him to get sick. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's a dove poshet, he doesn't pay. That's the standard procedure. That's why all the doctors would treat the case. But if it's mekubal, the way you treat the patient is one way, and then the doctor made a mistake and he mistreated the patient. So then the tesefta says, what's the din? Then you have a malpractice suit. So one tesefta says, chayiv. One Tosefta says Pater. Early Tosefta in Bava Kamma says Chai. Later Tosefta, six Prokhm later, says Pater. And Tosefta in all the three possibilities, yes, no, maybe. And the third possibility is a Tosefta in the middle of Gittin, where you have different Takanas de Rabbanan. So it says the Reife Shekilkel is Pater Medina Yonim Bechai Medina Shamayim. So what is that all about? So that's what Yer Sameach explains. The first Tosefta, there's Nazik Tzarif B'Shevus and Boshin. So Adam, the Mishnah says, Adam Mod Le'olam. Be'im Shegik, Be'im Meizit, Be'im Yonis, Be'im Rotsim. So the Gemara says, Adam Mod Le'olam, that Mishnah only goes on Nazik. Boshin is only at least Niskabin Lahazik, or if Niskabin Levayish. You don't need Niskabin Levayish, but at least niskaven lachbol b'chaver, then you chay boshes. But it wasn't niskaven not. And sari peshevus also, you only pay if there's some pshia. If there was no pshia, he did what he's supposed to do. He was acting properly. So then you don't pay tzari peshevus. And boshes for sure you don't pay. You need dafkin niskaven levayisht and niskaven lachbol. So the earlier tosef that corresponds to the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Bava Kamer on Daf Chavav, where it says, "Odemor b'yonah ben shengi ben mezit," the Gemara says that goes on ezit, "Odemor b'yonah." And the later Tosefta corresponds all the Toseftas on the order that the Mishnayos appear, and the Toseftas elaborate more. So Parak Achayvul is what the eighth parak in Bava Kamer, Parak Shmini. So there, in this saw for the first time, Nezik Harib Shavus Boshes, all the other Abba Dvarim. So that Tosefta says Pater, the Roifeshi Kivkol is Pater. And then the Tosefta in the middle of Bava, in the middle of Gittin, the Tosefta is elaborating on the series of Mishnayos in the middle of Gittin. You have Takonis, Ebneitikon Ha'olam, various Takonis from Ebneitikon Ha'olam. So he says the Kohen gets the first Aliyim of Ebneitikon Ha'olam, and the Hillel made a Takon of Pruzbum Ebneitikon Ha'olam, and you have and Hanizokin and what does it say? Nizok and Azidis and Balchayus Beinanis and Kesuvasish Ziburis says Ebneitikon Ha'olam. So Gemara is. The Mishnah is list of many takonis, but they can take it on them. A perik and a half, a 2.5 program, have a lot of takonis there upon them. Then a tesefta list of more takonis, but they take it on them. So the more takonis are, if you're going to leave the din that the dayan shetor is chayif to pay, so no one will want to agree to be a dayan in the term. They'll sit, they'll become a rebbe nishiv, I'll print the retor, and no one can sue me. They don't like my shtickle Torah, so they won't buy my sefer. Sure. But if I'm going to be a dayan in a din Torah with $1 million, $100 million, and then I'm going to pass in wrong, so the guy's going to sue me, so I don't have to pay. So I won't want to go into that field. I'll write the chidush Torah. I won't want to do din Torah. And the same thing, doctors. The good doctors will realize how delicate, how sensitive it is to do surgery, so they'll be afraid to treat patients. I know a doctor, he was a student of mine. He was in medicine, and then he was afraid they're going to sue him. A lot of doctors are afraid they're going to sue them. So he went into business, he sells medical supplies, he's a very wealthy man. If he would have remained in medicine, they probably would have sued him because he wasn't such an expert. He wasn't accepted in American school. He had to go to Guadalajara. And his wife didn't want to go to Guadalajara with him. He got married when he was still in college, I remember. So his wife didn't want to go. So every month he had to come back, every couple of years he had to come back and see his wife. It was a problem. So he's smart. So he went into selling medical supplies. He's a wealthy man now. Everybody respects him. He sits on the Mizrach Vant in the shul, where he davens. He's a rich man. He calls all the shots in the shul. So in order to encourage the good doctors to remain in the field, so they had to make a takana derabana, even on Bikir Adin, you have to pay, you don't have to pay. Tolo Yisham. And they only give this rishus. That's called the Tilus Rishus. Tilus Rishus doesn't mean you have rishus to practice medicine. That's a different thing. You're not allowed to practice medicine unless you're licensed. Either licensed by the government or licensed by the business, whatever. That's a different halacha. But Tola Yishamu depends on the Tilus Rishus. That's a different Rishus. That's Rishus from the Reish Galusa. That's based on Hefke. That's the Hefke. Even on the Iker Adin, you have to pay the Reifei Shekilka. You harm the patient. You have to pay Nezik. But we pater you. We pater you in order to encourage you to stay in the field. The same thing. The dying should turn the Iqbad, then she really have to pay Medina the Garni, because we passed like Rav Meir. But we made a takana the Rabbanon. If he's an outstanding dying, the Beish Galusa and Bovalo, the Nasi and Herzl, doesn't give the Tilus Rishus, Tolo Yishamot, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every rabbi. No, they only give it to the top guys, those who got 95 and above on their Dayanim Bechinas. So they want to encourage them, they should go into the Tilus Dayan. So they say, if you'll make a mistake in Psaq, Peshege, we won't make you pay. So that's when the Tosefta says, that's a takana midirabbanim, ikar adin deraisa, really is chayv to pay, nezik. Sarik b'shevus aboshim says, the later Tosefta in ha-chayvot that you're not chayv. And the first Tosefta says, you are chayv. Tosefta, the end of the second paragraph of Bava Kamer, says the roifa shekilkel is chayv to pay, nezik. So then they made a takana midirabbanim. He doesn't have to pay if he's an expert, but then, but Balotzi Sidei Shemayim should pay. That's a klal al pi pasha. Whenever there's a case where b'dinei odam, he really should have been mechuyev to pay, but made a takana de rabban, he doesn't have to pay. So that's b'nei tikan ha'olam. So the balotzi shemayim, he really should pay because the ikar adin deraisa, he really should pay. let's say the Pashtus I thought is, let's say there's a, you declare bankruptcy. The bankruptcy is a takana that all the Medinas made an institution of bankruptcy. A guy's going to make a mistake in a business venture, and then he'll owe millions of dollars for the rest of his life. He'll never be able to earn any penny that he earns. He has to pay out all of the chayvus that he incurred in the first big mistake that he made in business. So he made a takana with the rabbani, you can declare bankruptcy, and all the chiyuvim are wiped away. What if later on, fine, all the chiyuvim are wiped off. What if later on he goes into a business and he's successful and he's a multimillionaire, still doesn't have to pay all the money from before? So that the Sefta says, the Sefta doesn't talk about the bankruptcy, but the Pashtus says, why did they make such a takana? Why did the governments of the world make a takana of bankruptcy? They think, you know, I love. The guy made a mistake, and for the rest of his life he won't be able to pull out of the mess. So they made a takana. So whenever they made a takana, and b'dinei adam yipata, but you really shouldn't have to pay. The din should have been you have to pay. So the bala says they should not. They left it that you should pay. So that's...
We don't have that in halacha, bankruptcy. Does that exist?
The pashta says that the halacha has to... That's din and the machusa.
Yeah.
So usually you say din and machusa when the goyisha governments make up laws, it only applies in a din tera if one of the parties involved is a non-Jew. If both of the parties involved are Jewish, if you follow chayshim mishpat. So chayshim mishpat, there is no worry about the bankruptcy. But the pashtus is that's what we mentioned, that's what Rav Henkin gave a psak many years ago before Moshe came on the scene. Rav Henkin was the big pesach in New York. So there used to be landlords that would only rent apartments to Jews because they knew they were going to violate the rent control laws. And there would be factory owners who were Jewish, and they would only hire Jewish workers because they knew they were going to violate Din and Machusa. They're not going to pay them the minimum wages. And they said, with Alomdis, that Din and Machusa only applies when one of the parties is an un-Jew. When all the parties involved are Jewish, Din and Machusa doesn't apply. So Rav Henkin published a psak at that time. This was many years ago, 70, 80 years ago. So he published a psak that's not correct. Din of the Malchusa doesn't apply if they make up their own legal system. We have our own legal code. We have the Chosh Mishpah, we have Seder and the Zikin. But if they make up Takonim and the Rabbanim, if they think an Olam, like bankruptcy, or like minimum wages, or rent control, or something like that, or maximum prices on milk and cheese and meat and eggs and something like that, so that's if they think an Olam. The Rabbanim should have made such a Takonim. If the Rabbanim don't make, so the Din of the Machusa made the Takana. So that's binding even if all the parties are Jewish. That's what he said. The rent control laws and the minimum wages, that's binding even though all the parties involved are Jewish. So the Pashtus is that bankruptcy is also a Takana of Netikan. Even if all the parties involved are Jewish, still, that's Allah. You don't have to pay the Din the other. But if he pulls himself together and he does well in his next life, next business venture, he should really pay back all the money that he owes originally. But what lots of today, Shemaim, you should pay everything back.
And what about to non-Jewish?
Pashtus also the same thing.
Is there
but he's only going to pay back the money to the Jewish people, not going to pay back the non-Jews. That's not right. He should pay back all the money that he owed to the non-Jews also.
Technically, Medina and Shemaim.
I don't know. Got to think about that. But I think when people ask me the Shabbat, I recommend they should pay back the Dachrim also.
Just to clarify, Mikra Din and Machus only applies between a guy and a Jew, not between a Jew and a Jew?
Right, Din and Machus, the different aspects of Din and Machus. It's one aspect, the main aspect, but the Gemara quotes it, is got to pay taxes. So you got to pay taxes. That's correct. You have to pay taxes. Then there's the different aspects of Dina Machus. Another one of the many aspects, one of the several aspects is that the government worked out a legal system, a code, that if you smash into the guy's car, you have to pay and so on. So that's also included in Dina Machus and Dina. So that says in Shulchan Aruch. We have our own Shulchan Aruch. They quoted Shulchan Aruch and Rashba. So we don't follow the Dina HaGoyim. Whenever all the parties involved are Jewish, let's say Hilchas Yerusha. When it comes to Yerusha, everybody involved is Jewish. So we don't follow Din the Machusa that the sons and the daughters Yarshan equally, or the wife Yarshan's the husband, and so on. We don't follow Din the Machusa. We follow Din Hatur. If the person feels he's going to be in trouble, it's not good it's not good for the family situation that the wife shouldn't yarshin. He has to make kinyanim to see to it that his wife should yarshin. And if he feels it's not a smart thing, that the daughter should be cut out from Yerusha, he'll never forgive the father, they'll be angry forever. He should see to it that the daughter should get an equal share or whatever. The daughter should get Yerusha, but you have to make kinyanim on that. You don't just follow Dina Mahus. Then there was a Talmud Chacham, he was a young man when Beis Yosef died in Tzfat, the Maharitatz. There were two Maharitatzes at the same time. One was Rabbi Yosef Taitatzak, who was a Rav in Constantinople. They're both Svardisha. The other one, his name was Rabbi Yosef Taitatzak. The other one was Rabbeinu Yontif Sahalom. He was a young man when Rabbi Yosef Karo passed away. And he has chulas of the Maharit Tzahalom. So he became famous because of Psak. After the Beis Yosef died, so one of his sons was married and he died, and he had no children yet, and his wife needed chalitza. The whole Isaac with the chalitza. So he gave a Psak on that case, and they all realized he was a very young man, before 20. And they realized his Psak was correct. So he has in his collection of chulas, he writes that when he was very young, they sent him the Rabbonim from Tzfat, that most of the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael at that time lived in Tzfat. So the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, for two reasons why they lived in Tzfat. One was because the water from the wells in Yerushalayim was all polluted. It was unhealthy, and Tzfat, the water was healthier. And secondly, those who went to Tzfat were hoping to greet Mashiach. They because the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Esek Golias calls the Sanhedrin, that Sanhedrin, at the end of the Bai Sheni period, so they went into Golus in 10 stages, corresponding to the 10 stages that the Shechina went into Golus at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, so the Bezman went into Golus at the Churban Bais Sheni period. So the Gemara says, and the last locations were all in Galil, Tveria, Tzipori, Shvaram, over there, Usha, Hakonos Usha, there's not Golus and Usha for a while. Rabbi Yehudah Nasi was there. Where was Rabbi Shar? Rabbi Shar was also there in the Galil. So, and then the Gemara says, and the last location where they were, that's where the Beis Magadol will convene again in the future. Still didn't convene. When they convened, when Rabbi Steinsaltz convened the Sanhedrin, so they came to having in Tveria, where they convened. Something like that. Tveria, Tzipori, over there somewhere. Because the Gemara has this tradition. The Rambam quotes that tradition for the Gemara, wherever they convened last. And the Gemara says that the day before, Gemara in Erev says, day before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Navi will appear to the Beis Nagadol, and they're going to reconvene somewhere in the Galil, the last location where they were last time that they met after the Churban Bais Sheni. And so Eliyahu Navi will come and identify who Melech HaMashiach is, who will appear tomorrow. That's what the Gemara. So the Rabbanim then, at that time, and 1540s, whatever it was then, they were hoping that Mashiach would come. So that's why they wanted, that was one of the reasons why they wanted to give smicha. You have to have the Beis Nagadol, so Eliyahu Navi will be able to tell. So at that time, most of the Rabbanim lived, and most of the big Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael lived in Tzfat, not in Yerushalayim. So this Maharit Tzahalar, Rabbeinu Yontif Tzahalar, writes in his Tshuva, they sent him as a shliach to the Jews who live in the Arab countries bordering Eretz Yisrael, that he should explain to them that they're not allowed to follow Dina the Machusa for Yerusha, because all the parties involved are Jewish. We don't follow Dina the Machusa. We don't follow Dina the Machusa. Someone was telling me a whole complicated case. A Jewish man married a Gioris who had children from a previous marriage, and then he made out a will, and his wife, who had these children from the previous marriage, they didn't convert. Children didn't convert. Only the mother converted. So she wanted her husband to put the children into the will. So he put them into the will. So Al Pidin, it's meaningless. Al Pidin, you can't make a tzavua to give your Yerusha to someone who's not even related to you. It doesn't work. But indeed in the Machusa, it does work. So indeed in the Machusa, one of the parties involved is an Anjum. According to the Din of Machusa, the tzavua is that's not a shayla. The shayla is, if you put in Jewish people who are strangers, I'm Jewish, and the people I'm giving the Yerusha to are also Jewish, but they're not my children. They're not allowed to get any Yerusha. So that, the halacha doesn't recognize Din HaMachus in such a case. So all the parties involved are Jewish. So you don't follow Din HaMachus. So there you have to figure out how do you make kinyanim and kinyan lachamisa. You have to make a kinyan me'ach. I don't want to give away my assets now. I'm afraid they'll walk off with all of my assets. I didn't make a kinyan now. That you can't make a kinyan lachamisa either. You can't make a kinyan now. That should take effect after I die. So the Shulchan Aruch tells you how to solve the problem. Anyway, so this Maharit Tzahalom writes in his Tshuvas that he was sent by all of the Ziknei HaRabbanim. He was a young man. He was sent by the Ziknei HaRabbanim in Tzfat that you should visit all the Jewish communities in the Arab countries bordering on Eretz Yisrael, and you should explain to them that Din HaMalchus doesn't apply to Yerusha because we, the Tshuvas HaRashvot, that's part of the Chash Mishpat. When all the parties involved are Jewish, you follow Din HaTor. You don't follow Din of the Malchus. So Nachamot said the word mumche has different meanings. So sometimes mumche means a crackerjack, an expert poisek. Sometimes mumche means someone. Sometimes means yav smicha. You can be a mumche, you know all the dinim, and you don't necessarily have to have smicha. Sometimes mumche is smicha. And sometimes mumche lebezdin. Mumche lebezdin means a totally different thing. Mumche lebezdin means the top 5%. Those who got the chveis 95 and above on the Dayanus exams. Top 5%, so the Nasi and Eretz Yisrael, or the Beish Gadus and Baba, will want to encourage them to remain in Dayanus, because if they're not going to do it, so the poorer, the weaker guys in learning are going to do it. So all the Piske Dinim, all the Dinim Torah are going to be kakai. Nothing is going to make any sense. But they're afraid to go into Dayanus. They may make a mistake, and then they'll have to pay from their pocket. So that's the Takana, Hefke Bez Nefke, the Takana, the Tola Yishama. So that's what the Gemara is going to reject, the first answer of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, one Mishnah goes, if he's a Mumcha, one Mishnah goes, the one who made the mistake from Stak, was he a Mumcha, was he not a Mumcha? So one of the two Mishnahs goes, that he is a Mumcha, he's not a Mumcha. So the Gemara says, it can't be, because the Mishnah Mchoris tells you, if he's not a Mumcha, the Bezdin, then it is like this, and if he is a Mumcha, the Bezdin, then it's like that. So Mishnah talks both about a Mumcha and not about a Mumcha. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to reject Rav Yosef's answer. Okay, but what did Rav Yosef answer? Loi kasha. He says, "Kama mumcha, kan shein mumcha." In which direction? In which direction does it depend whether he's a mumcha or not? So Rashi and the Rif have opposite pshatim. What does Rashi say? The third line from the top on Lama Gimel and Aleph. The mumcha yesh b'koyach lachzor. If he's an expert Talmud Chacham, he has a reputation. He's very good in Dayanus. We allow him to back out. And the Baldin who won wondered there was Reuben and Shimon. So one of them won the dinter the first time around. And now the Dayan realizes they made a mistake. He shouldn't have won. So the question is, we have a klal. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Erev, and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, there are many disputes between Bisham and Basil. What does that mean? So the Sefer Achinuch and the Maharsha, there's a group of Mepharshim, Hulam Shad, that the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Yevamos that Beishamai, what Machadidi Tveit, they were sharper than the Beisil. So, and in many Machloikis, but the Beisil were the Rabbim. You can't have, the Rabbim are not going to be sharp. If you have a, unless you have many parallel classes. But usually you have a group of people studying in the university, in the school, in the yeshiva, so you have some are very strong in learning, some are not so strong in learning, right? Some get the 100, and some get the 80s, and some get the 75, okay? Not everybody's so sharp. So the Beisil were the Rabbim, so it couldn't be that they're going to be the sharper ones. And the Shammai were a smaller group, they were the Miyut, but they were Mechadet the Tveit, they were sharper. So that's what the Sefer Achinuch and the Mashon and others learn Pshat, that Eilu Be'eilu Dibli Kimchaim, Aliba Dem is the Beishamai, we're really right. And that's why there's a line like that in the Zohar, that Vasilah, we're going to pass like Bisham, because they're really right. But under the circumstances, the Bisilul are in the Rabbim over here. So the Rabban Shalom said, even though the Bisilul are wrong, do me a favor, follow the majority Psah. If the majority holds like this, don't go Basim Mechadadi Tvei. It's going to be in the Dovasov. Everybody's going to hold, I'm Mechadadi Tvei. I'm sharper. So it just confused the public. So that's how they learned Pshat, Eilu Dibelikim Chayim. The Beishamai really did really kim chai, but under the circumstances that the Beisil are the Rabbim, so the Rav Sham told us, Eilu are also did really kim chai. Follow the Beisil in order Kadesh Allah Larbis Machlokis the Yisrael. So according to the Sefer Achinuch and those who follow that opinion, it's not to be taken literally, not so seriously, Eilu Eilu did really kim chai. And others take it not so. Others understand Eilu Eilu did really kim chai means differently. That I think that's how the Ritva says, Haner ben Daf Yud Gimel and Beisim, Barami Prag, and several others say like this. That's usually the second pshat that I'm about to say is the generally accepted pshat today. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo was on Har Sinai, he told Moshe Rabbeinu all the dinim, he gave Hilchas Titzis and Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tumah V'Tara, all the dinim. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, what's the din in this case? Tell me, what's the din in that case? Tor. What's the din in this case? That's a great area of halacha, as elements of Isa, elements of Heta, elements of Tumah, elements of Tara, elements of Chiv, elements of Ptur, and Rebbeinu Shlomo said, I leave it up to the discretion of the Talmid HaChacham Shebechol Darador to decide based on their perception, based on their perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula. And you can have many different perspectives, and all the perspectives are correct. Elu Elu Divrikim Chak. That's the motion that I give. I'm sitting over here, and I see all the people, and I see the fixtures, and I see the chairs, and I see the Gemara, I see the floor, the windows. So I have one perspective of everything. There's a student sitting in the back over there, and there's someone looking through the window, they see exactly the same. But because they're sitting from different viewpoints, and they have a different perspective of everything, and all the perspectives are correct. It depends whether you're standing here or standing there. Everybody sees everything. Sometimes someone's looking through the window and he can't see all the people in the back of the classroom. So he's not looking at the same thing that I'm looking at. So that's not right. Let's say you have a machlekes, two rabbis. One rabbi is blind on an eye. He does know half of Shas. He only knows 20 pages in Shas. The other one knows all of Shas. So he knows 10 pages in Shulchan Aruch. The other guy knows all of Shulchan Aruch. So you don't say, Elu Elu Dibul Kim Chai. Not that they're looking for two different perspectives. He's blind on an eye. He doesn't see all the information. But if you have Bisham and Bisil, they're both looking at everything. Everybody's looking at everything. But they start off from a different perspective, so all the perspectives are correct. So that's what it means. Elu Elu Dibul Kim Chai. So not only do you say, Elu Elu Dibul Elu Kim Chai, with respect to Limud HaTorah, that one who studies B'Shamay Shita is not considered practicing Bittul Torah, he's in fulfillment of Talmud Torah. Let's say this is Sefer, and everybody knows that this Sefer, there are Svarim like that, everybody knows everything it says in the Sefer is wrong. The one who wrote the Sefer is not learned, he doesn't have a good head, and it's a joke book. Everything it says is wrong. So there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to read the book. It's entertaining, but there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There used to be a Shamus in a shul in the Bronx. He was a shamus at Rabbi Chalap's father's shul. So he writes, I don't know if it's true, he published Devil Svar. And he writes Chubis, Halacha L'Maaseh. He writes he was a rabbi in Europe before he came to America. Then he was in America, so he was beaten up on the train by Nochrim, Shchorim. They beat him up on the train, they bopped him over the head, and his brain doesn't function the way it used to. So it could be that he has mistakes here, he doesn't know, but he thinks that this is the thing, and everything's incorrect. Everything he writes is Dvar B'Telem Ha'Vatolim V'Shirim V'Vokayom. Everything absolutely incorrect. So that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if you learn B'Shama Shita, Eilu V'Eilu Dimel Kim Chayim, you're Mikayim Talmud Torah, because they were working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpen. We don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. But it doesn't mean that what they said is not Ois Gehalten. It's Ois Gehalten based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpen.
Why do we say B'Shama is Eina Mishnah?
Means you're not allowed to pass on like Beishamah at all. Beishamah Akam Mishnah, you're not allowed to follow Beishamah. But sometimes we say, that's what the Mishkanes Yankov has in his Sefer on Brochas, on Daf Yud Aleph, Karelus Yankov. So he writes that sometimes we say, Eilu Eilu Dibul Kim Chayim, even Halacha L'Maaseh. Sometimes you even follow the minority opinion. So the Gemara says, Beishamah Akam Mishnah, we never follow Beishamah. That's the question, why not? But in other cases, when you have a machlokes, the Rabbim and the Miud, so halacha ki rabbi machirab lahatas, we don't follow the miyud, but sometimes if it's a big shas adchak and it's a din de rabbanon, then a kedai harab shimon is mochala b'shas adchak. And if it's with respect to avelis, and they say kombakum shatamotzi yochid mekel v'rabbi machnirim halacha k'divi harabim, except for avelis, because halacha k'divi mekel v'ovel, and then in hilchas orla b'chutzlar, it's kala mekel bar, it's halacha k'marsa b'chutzlar, there are certain kulis that are based on the principle of Eilu Eilu Dibul Kim Chayim Halacha L'Maaseh. Not only Eilu Eilu Dibul Kim Chayim, that you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Halacha L'Maaseh, you follow the Miut opinion. So why should the Shammai be inferior to the others? So that's what, who says this? I think Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his children. He says, whenever it's Omdu L'Minyan, said Bisham and Bissel were together in the same base medrash, and the Bisham were outvoted. So that if the Ktzois lived in one city and the Nesivas lived in a different city, and all the Rabbanim lived in the different cities, and the majority agreed with the Nesivas, so you can't say the Ktzois was outvoted. They worked, he was outvoted, he's supposed to follow the Rabbin. But you can't say Ein a Mishnah, you can't say the Ktzois Ein a Mishnah, that absolutely you don't follow him. He wasn't Amdu Laminyan. But because Bisham and Bissel were together, and the Bisham were outvoted, so that's why we absolutely don't follow them at all. It's still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you spend time learning Bishama's opinion. But Allah HaMaisa, we wouldn't say Eilu Eilu Divil Kimcha. But every so often there is a klal that you say Eilu Eilu Divil Kimcha, even Allah HaMaisa. So that's why Rashi learns over here. He had a Din Torah, and Reuven won the Din Torah, the first Mahadur Rishana, Reuven won. Then the Dayan realizes he absolutely made a mistake. So the Baal HaBas, who won the Din Torah the first time, says, I'm Mukhsat now. The guy paid me the money. I'm Mukhsat. I hold like the first sheet, Kinley. That's also, it says, Ein Hocha B'mamar Achar HaRoiv. So whenever there's a machlik, it's a poskim, whether I'm mechuyif to pay money or not. So if the dayan that I went to says, my personal sheet is that you're chayif to pay, gotta pay. But if he just says, the Rov HaPoskim say, I have no personal opinion on this, the Rov HaPoskim hold that you have to pay, so if I'm mechuyif on the money, that's what the poskim and Chayish HaMishpat have. The guy can tell you, the one who's Muksak and the money can say, Kimli Kedas Amiyut. I hold like the minority opinion. That's in Holcham Imam and Achar HaRoiv. In Holcham Imam and Achar HaRoiv. So that's what Rashi has over here. The Baldin who won the Din Torah the first time around is not Muksak, he's holding on to the money. So he'll say, Kimli, that's what Rashi says. Lamatzi Lameim Alei Baldin, if he's a Mumche, so then we allow the Mumche to back out from the Psak. If he's not a mumche, he cannot back out. Why? Because then the Baldin can tain ano ki tain mekamadi doch avdina. I hold like the first psa. If he's ain't a mumche, then he can say mi em at the time of baser dochiga dima tain mekamadi ker. Well, hi, who did toys? Maybe make a mistake now. So if he's a mumche, Rashi learns, then we allow him to back out. And the Baal HaBas wanted to tell the first time, even though he's muchzak on the moment. You cannot tie I hold like the original psak, if the dain is a mumche. But if dain is not a mumche, then the baldinim on the first time can claim, I'm muchzik in kimlit. I hold like the first psak. Yeah, so Rashi here is learning pshat and gemara that the baldin who won the Torah the first time around can tie elu elu divili kimcha. It's based on elu elu, and he can tie kimli like the first psak.
If there's a first psak. In other words,
yeah, Donis Adin, he made a mistake. Zikr Sachai B'chivas HaZakai, that the Dayan gave a psak and he made a mistake, and he wants to back out, so the Mishnah says he can't back out. Masha so the psak remains. Yishalim Ibbeis, why does the psak remain? Our Mishnah says you reverse it. So Abayi, Rashi explains, Pshat and Rav Yosef, if the Dayan is a mumche, he's a very, very prominent in learning, then everybody has to listen to the second psak. He says, I made a mistake. You have to listen to the second psak. But if it's not so outstanding and learning, then the baldin who won the din Torah the first time around can tell, I am a muchzok, and I hold like the first psak.
Oh, I hold like the first psak. No.
I want to follow it. I don't know how to learn.
What are you based it on? In other words,
I'm muchzok on the money, and we know there is a first psak.
There is a first psak. It just can't be that he...
Yeah, he gave a psak. Yeah, the Gemara is going to explain. He's talking about a Torah b'shikol hadas. What's a shikol hadas mistake? That there is a machlokes hatanaim or a machlokes hamaraim, and suge diyama kechad minayu, and the generally accepted opinion is one way, and the dayan wasn't aware of that at the time, and he passed in the other way. But it's a case of elu v'elu. It's a machlokes hatanaim or machlokes hamaraim, so you can say elu v'elu. Even though the suge diyama is one way, the dayan should have passed like that. But since he paskened like the other opinions, so the Baldin who won the first time, if he's muchzak, if not only did he win, but he's holding on to the mama now, he's muchzak, he can taina, kimli ka psakarish. I hold like the first psak. And that's based on Eveli. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif learns, punk the reverse. The Rif learns, if the first psak, Rashi learns, if he's a mumche, then you have to listen to him when he backs up. He's not a mumche. Then you say, Masha Asa Asli. The Baldin who won the Torah the first time around can say, I hold like the first psalm. The Rif learns Pshat, and it doesn't matter how you learn Pshat, Rav Yezka, Rav Yezka is going to be rejected. One's going to throw him out in another two lines. But so the Shad is now, what's Pshat in Rav Yezka? So the Rif suggests the Pshat Faker. Kan ben mumche. Kan ben mumche. Kan ben she'ena mumche. So how did Rashi say again? If he's a mumche, then you have to believe him when he says, I made a mistake, and no one should rely on the first Pshat. So the Rif learns Faker. If he's a mumche, the first time he gave the psak, he was also a mumche. So that's a stronger psak. So then the baldin who won the first time can say, Kimli, I hold like the psak of the mumche. But if he's not such a big mumche, he's not such a big expert. So what do you mean? The baldin is going to say, I hold like the first psak. What are you talking about, the first psak? The guy is a shmendik. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not such an expert. So you have no right to say, Kimli, ke psakarish. The Rif Lam Pshat Kun Fakir. If he's a mumche, then the first psak is stronger, then the baldin, who was mumche, can say, Kimli ke psak arish. Then it's mashal sas. Yeah. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yosef. They say, can be, but the Mishnah says they are in Pchoris. According to Rashi, how are you learning that the Mishnah in Pchoris, it says mashal sas, is because he's an ena mumche. He's an Eina Mumcha, so that's why the Baldin doesn't have to believe him. The Baldin who won the first time doesn't have to believe him that he made a mistake. Baldin can say, I hold like the first Pesach. According to the Rif, Masha'a Sa'as, because he is a Mumcha, he's talking that he is a Mumcha, so the Baldin can say, I hold like this Pesach of the prominent Mumcha. When he gave the Dintar the first time, he was a Mumcha, so I hold like that Pesach. The Gemara says, how can it be? The Mishnah says there, he's Mishalim Beisa only if he's not a Mumcha Lebezin. Is a mumcha lebezin, that is part of that. The mumcha lebezin is not the same as a mumcha. Mumcha lebezin means that the reish galusa, the nasi gave him rishus, not to rishus means tolo ishamu. That's the Ramban explains. We want to encourage him to go into psak and dinitur. We want to encourage him to go into medicine. So the government gives him a tour, even if he make a mistake, he should be tolo ishamu. I think I mentioned when we were learning this sugya and avav. So many years ago, probably 30 years ago, when this was a big issue, a heated issue in America, about medical malpractice, so the AOJS, Association of Orthodox Jewish Scientists, once had a conference in the middle of the summer, and the Amu Akatel, so they asked me to speak about what Halacha has to say. And I had a big doctor, Anochri, who was going to talk. So I spoke first, and I gave the whole presentation. And I explained, in order to encourage, the rabbis made a takana the rabbanon, in order to encourage the expert, doctors to remain in the field of medicine, they shouldn't leave the field. So the medical kanatola isham. So this Nochri gets up after me and he says he didn't follow everything that the rabbi said, because I was quoting Ibaris, but he says the bottom line, the maskana, he says that's what he recommends. He says the government should, he thinks the government should adopt that position, that those doctors who are shown, who demonstrate that really mumchen, they should give them a ptur, that it should be tolo isham. I don't know if that's what the government, I don't think they did it. But he thought that what the rabbis of old instituted makes sense. So Rav Yosef, so the Gemara says, V'haktani, Rav Yosef Pshat doesn't fit into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, M'choris, if he's not a mumcha lebezin, then he's mishalem lebeisa. If he is a mumcha lebezin, then he's any mishalem lebeisa, potem elishalem. So you see the Mishnah is talking both about yes mumcha and not mumcha. It's not exactly true. Mishnah is talking about a mumcha lebezdin, not a mumcha lebezdin. It could be that they're both experts. Mumcha lebezdin means he got for shoes that told the isham. Nishkan mumcha lebezdin means that he is a mumcha, but he's not a mumcha lebezdin. So let's see, how did Rashi learn? Rashi learned that Rashi and the Rif learned opposite from each other. So the Rif learned, Masha Asa Asui, is only if he is a mumcha. Only if he is a mumcha. Then you say, Masha Asa Asui. Because the Baldin who won the first time can claim, I hold like the first Pesach. So according to the Rif, how did they reject? It's problematic. How did they reject Rabbi Yosef? Oktani says, the Mishnah in Pcheres talking about he is a mumcha. No, whether he is a mumcha, the Bez, not a mumcha, the Bez. But both cases, he's a mumcha. So how did they reject it? It's difficult. According to Rashi, we understand. Rashi learned the opposite from the Rif, that when does it say you back out? Our Mishnah says, "Din imamen is chayzrim." You back out ben luskos ben chayr. You back out if you're a mumcha. And the Mishnah there goes that the guy is not a mumcha. What do you mean he's not a mumcha? Not only is a mumcha. He's talking about mumcha lebezdin. He's from the top 3rd percentile. Whether he's a mumcha lebez, not a mumcha lebez. They're talking about bitayanim and all that. So according to Rashi, according to Rashi that the Mishnah in Chayris is talking about nishken mumcha. So that's the Gemara's kasha. I can say it's not talking about a mumcha. It is talking about a mumcha. But according to the Rif, it's problematic. How did they reject Rav Yosef?
Because according to the Rif, the mumcha has to pay.
According to the Rif,
his dino is din,
and therefore he has to pay.
And the Mishnah Bukhara says he's pater Mishnah.
If he's a mumcha, the bezdin. Mumcha, the bezdin means he got reshus from the Nasi and the Reish Galusa. He could be a mumcha, big expert, and he never got reshus from the Reish Galusa, so Tov Yisham, so he has to pay. So according to the Rif, it's problematic. How did they're confusing the words mumcha as a different meaning. According to Rashi, it's easier how they shlugged it up.
Why is it not the same problem according to Rashi?
Rashi learns the hepach from the Rif, that the Mishnah in Pchoris is talking the guy is nishke mumcha. He's not a mumcha. So the Balvin who won the first time can say, I hold like the first time. And our Mishnah goes, he is a mumcha. So, what do you mean the Mishnah in Pchoris is talking not a mumcha? Not only is he a mumcha, an expert, he's a mumcha the Bezdin. Bezdin gave him a ptur, told Olo Yisham, because he's from the top 1% in the class. He's a very big mumcha.
One of the Gemara's question of a mumcha machzirin, the Gemara wanted to know that when Rashi said that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is talking about machzirin, that we're talking about a mumcha, so the Gemara said, how can you say the mumcha machzirin? The safe of the other Mishnah Bechoros says mumcha lebezdin, which just says patur milashalim, but it doesn't say you reverse the din, so you're not going to be machzir as a din. But the same question that Rebbe's asking me, mechalik, between a mumcha lebezdin and a regular mumcha could be asked on Rashi. Why isn't it any better according to Rashi? The Gemara's question is, a mumcha machzirin.
If the guy's an expert, then you tell him to back out, and he doesn't have to pay. But the Mishnah says there, if he's a mumcha lebezdin, he's potter. If he's not a mumcha lebezdin, then he's chayef. But they're both mumchim. But he's a mumcha lebezdin, not a mumcha lebezdin. They're both experts. So the din should be there in machzirin. That was the kasha. According to Rashi, it's good. But mumcha machzirin. Whenever the dayan is a mumcha, the Balladinim have to believe him, and he says, I made a mistake and reversed the psak. But the Mishnah says that you don't reverse the psak. And there it's talking about big mumchim. But in either case, you don't back out. But the both of them are mumchim. They both know how to learn very well. So according to Rashi, it's a good question.
So Rashi is asking from a Kabbalah Homer. Obviously, our Mishnah also would have to be
Why do you say from a Kal v'Chomer? The Mishnah there in Pchoris says it depends. If it's a Mumcha lebezin, Tolo Yishalma. That's what it means, Mumcha lebezin. Tolo Yishalma. And if he's not a Mumcha lebezin, not Tolo Yishalma. But either case, whether Mumcha lebezin, not Mumcha lebezin, did the Reish Kalusa give him reshus? Did he give him a Ptur or not? But in either case, he's a big Talmud Chacham. Very big Talmud Chacham.
So Rebbe's saying that.
So he just said over here that if the guy's a Mumcha, he just reversed the psak, and the Baba didn't have to believe me when I say I made a mistake. And there the Mishnah is talking, he's a very big mumcha. He's a mumcha lebezin, or he's a big mumcha, but not a mumcha lebezin. But in either case, he's a mumcha, and learning is a mumcha. Mumcha lebezin is a different title. But that was the Gemara's kasha. Every time he's a mumcha, he can back out. So what do you do with the Mishnah Mchairis? It says he can't back out. It's talking about big mumcha.
According to Rashi's explanation of Rabbi Yosef, even though the mumcha says, like this, new pshat, why can the guy still say Kimli? It's still an opinion out there in the world.
No, he's like the Bez Nagol in this case. He's a famous dayan, he knows how to paskin. So if he says, I made a mistake, the Rashi says, you got to believe him. But he's not such a crack-a-jack expert. So then the Baldin, who won the first time, I can tie in Kimli, I hold like the first pshat.
So Rabbi's saying that the Gemara's question is based on the fact that since it's safe as a Mumcha Lebesin, we see from there that the Reisha is just a Stam Mumcha. So the question is from the Reisha?
Yeah, the Mishnah in Pchoris only distinguishes as he a Mumcha Lebez or not, that he do Nitilus Rishus. But in either case, he's very learned. So he's very learned. He just said over here that you can't back out. Whenever the Dayan is very learned, you can't back out.
The Hemshchut of the Gemara, then, the answer wouldn't make sense then, because if the Reisha is talking about a Mumcha, then the Gemara's answer of Kanshi Ein Gadol and Kanshi Yesh Gadol, That's only two
chilukim. If there's a higher court Not he backs out and he says, I made a mistake. No. If he says, I back out, I made a mistake, so the Baal Din, who won the first time, can still claim, I hold like the first psalm. But if you have the Goron Men and Baruch Meminyan, a higher court says he made a mistake, so a higher court said, so then you got to reverse the psalm. Our Mishnah goes, Machzirin Ben Eschuz Ben Lechoiva, that's if a higher court says that he made a mistake. Someone bigger than him and learning. But if the guy himself says he made a mistake, so the Baal Din, who won the first time, can always claim, I hold like the first psalm. That's what the Rav Nachman says. He rejects what Rabbi Yosef says. That's good if it's in, no?
Then what's the case of the ratio of the Mishnah? Oh, what's the case of the ratio in Mechoros then? Or the Sefer Mechoros? Meaning?
The case over there goes, there's no God like men of Bechok Mabminyan. The Dain himself says, I made a mistake. So the Baal Din who won it didn't turn the first time around, complain, I hold like the first Psak. If you would have a higher authority today saying that he made a mistake, in New York State you have it, and every state you have like that, you have an appeals court. So if the higher court says that the lower guy made a mistake, so you reverse the psak. But the Mishnah in Chorva says you don't have a higher court saying that reverse the psak. So it says, Masha'asu, the Baal Din won the first time claims, I hold like the first psak. I don't want to listen to the reverse, and maybe the first psak was more correct than the second psak. So and then the Reish and the Sefer distinguishes. Is he a mumcha le bezdin? Then he's potam el shalem. He's not a mumcha le bezdin, he's chayv le shalem. But in either case, you can't reverse the psak because there's no godel hamena b'chok mevimin. They didn't get a higher court to say that he made a mistake. They overturn, a lot of times they overturn a decision of the judge because the higher court goes and then he reviews the case and he said the lower court, the judge made a mistake.
In the
Rashi
in
Gadol Menenu,
he says the...
Rashi, which Rashi?
In Gadol Menenu.
In Gadol Menenu.
It says,
Lutzai
Sebaldin,
the one who's mukhsat on the money the first time keeps it. He says, I hold like the first psalm.
Right, so...
Even though the Dayan admits that he made a mistake, I don't have to believe him.
Right, so if the
Dayan's
mumcha, then... No, I mean, we're taking... I mean, it's not like we said before. Before we said the Dayan's mumcha that he does have the
cough. Rashi learned the original, Rabbi Yosef said, if he says mumcha, then you have to believe him. Then you have to accept what he says, that he backs out. If it's not such a big mumcha, then the one who's mumcha the first, after the first psak, can continue to hold on to the money and say, I hold like the first psak. But if the guy would have been a mumcha, then they would have to listen to his reversal of his position. And then Rav Nachman disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. He says, not true. The only time you can back out is if you have a bezin gadol b'chachma dominion, a greater, a higher authority, a higher court is going to say made a mistake. And so they have in their rabbanot, they have a bezin elyon, they have a higher bezin that reviews cases from a lower bezin. From
the lower bezin. Is it appropriate to have an appeals court?
Al pidin, probably not, but that's the system that they set up in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
But here, the Gemara has gadol b'chachma dominion.
Yeah, okay. If it's so clear that there's a bezin, no. No, the God of Chaf Minyan tells the Baal Adinim that the Dayan made a mistake. So he made a mistake, so the Psak is an error. So then they're supposed to listen to the God of Chaf Minyan. Yeah, they say he made a mistake. If you can't prove that he made a mistake, let's say the Ketzos and the Sivis, each one has a bezin, and each one has rayas to their shitas, you can't really prove who's right and who's wrong. There's no hechrech to the rayas. So if they went to one and he gave a psak, he can't go to the other later on. They have no right to reverse the psak of the other bezin, unless a mamish a mistake. If the bezin got a b'chav min, they say the guy made a mistake. Made mistakes.
I know this is kind of jumping the gun, but are we talking to Shikul Adas or the...
Yeah, the Gemara says we're talking to Shikul Adas. Yeah.
So it's B'Shikul Adas. According to Rav Nachman, the Risha B'choros is like a regular mancha. It's chayv to pay. A regular mumcha is chayv to pay when he makes a mistake.
Even if he's a mumcha, if he's not a mumcha, l'ram, he has to pay. And even if he's a mumcha, they don't have to believe him when he says, I made a mistake. The one who won the first time can say, I hold like the first psak. So therefore, he's chayv to pay. Because he made a hezek. If he'd be able to reverse the psak, so then there's no hezek.
Even though it's with kibluhu, we say the Gemara says that this is a kibulu, this Mishnah is a kibulu. So why? How could we explain that he's chayv to pay then if he's a mumcha, they are makabo?
If kiblu, the Gemara says, what do you mean kiblu? There are two problems over here. There's one issue. Donis Adin sounds like it's in the singular. So it sounds like you didn't have a bezin of three. So what kind of a psak is it? It's not binding at all. So the Gemara says kiblu. They said we're going to accept. But then there's another kind of kiblu. Kiblu means we accept whatever you say in implicit, is even if you make a mistake, we won't make it pay. So that obviously it's not kiblu. It's only kiblu to be machshir his psak. Even though he's a yochid, he's not shloshi, he can be mekabel, but it's not kiblu. Bein ledin, bein ledot. That was not kiblu. That's why the Mishnah holds him responsible. He's chayv to pay. Mishalim ebesa, because it wasn't kiblu for that. Unless it's mumcha lebezen, unless the government or the Rish Kalus or the Nasi gave reshus, so then tov lo yisham.
So a yachid mumcha who does not have reshus cannot be dan yachidi.
A yachid mumcha does not have reshus from whom?
From the Rish Kalusa.
Reshus from the Rish Kalusa is only for the purpose of tov lo yisham. So if you always need a bezin of three, in shtaim shadana aim din tzakan, and say dana sadin, and the singular, one person, Gemara says, okay, maybe it's a kiblu, the baladinim said that.
Wait,
say.
Is that hadyotas, or that's even for a mumcha,
shtaim shadana aim din aim din? Shtaim shadana, pashab shad aim din aim din, even mumcha. Even shtaim mumcha shadana is also aim din aim din. If you hold that minatari, you need three smuchim. So shtaim shadana should be no good. The Raman paskin, they're compromised. That's what Rabbi Yosef patches up. If you have a bezin gadol b'chof minyan, then they can reverse the psak. But if there's not bezin b'chof minyan, even though the dayan himself is a mumche, the baal din won the first time doesn't have to believe him. And you can say I'm muchzik on the money. Fine. Rav Sheshet, so Rav Sheshet gives it away. It's a kansh, tovet van mishnah, kansh tovet shikol adas. If tovet van mishnah, he just reversed the psak. He can't, the baal din won the first time, cannot claim, I hold like the first psak. What do you mean? It's against the van mishnah. So I'm Rav Sheshet, I'm Rav Asi, tovet van mishnah, chozit, tovet shikol adas, he's saying chozit. Then he has the shay, lo amul ha-ravim, Rav Asi, afil tovet, Rav Chir, Rav Boshi, boy, if it's not a van mishnah, the mishnahs were edited by Rav Yudah Nasi. Rabboshia edited the Tosefta. So what if it's not enough in a Mishnah? What is enough in a Tosefta? And yes, if it's a mistake, there's also a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. Yes, one can say, well, those are Tanoim. What if I feel about the Rabbi Shmuel? What if it's what the Amaroim, the early Amaroim, so Amalayen? It's also called Torah B'dvar Mishnah. He didn't mean a Mishnah for the Tkuvus Adam. It means a clear-cut psak that's Mekubal. That's Torah B'dvar Mishnah. And then he says, what about what if you and I say it then and no one disagrees? Rabbi and Rav Asher, what if we say it then? He says, what are we? Amaratzim? What are we? We just cut off the weeds and the reeds in a swampy area. No, we're also Tamid Chachamim. So if you make a mistake, that's what I said. Make a mistake on a din that's in Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is way later. Shulchan Aruch is after the Amaraim, after the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch is in the days of the Achrayim. Still, that's called Torah B'dvar Mishnah. It's a din, it's a psak that everybody knows that's the din. That's called Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So, Hechidam Shikol Adas, Amar Apope, Trey Tanay, Trey Amar Sivid Alach, Amar Shai. That's the Gemara. Okay, so beginning that of tomorrow, we'll start the next Kasha in the Gemara. Here is the famous Rif and the famous Baal Amor. Ron has a lot to say. It's a lot. Shulchan Aruch, a lot. So maybe I have a chance to take a look at it. I think this week on Thursday I have to go away. I'd like to go to the OU office. So would it be possible for me to give Ishi on Friday morning? Is that a Thursday?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Take a look.
Those will be here. Take a look. Okay.
Tomorrow's
1
o'clock? Quarter to 1?
Tomorrow is a quarter to 1. Yeah, tomorrow's normal. I think tomorrow is normal for it tomorrow.
In case that Rabbi quoted from Rosh, I've seen that there is a Daesh of children, so that that stepchildren which are from the Giora. So why wouldn't not the Moshe Feinstein, sorry. The case that I recorded that case came in and so why won't according to Moshe Feinstein's understanding of that you can use a secular will based on Kinyanim,
yeah.
It's parallel, so why wouldn't that be something to do with Yerusha, just based on Kinyanim?
Okay. Sounds like Moshe will be good because of the will that they made.
Right. So then the Rebbe said it's not a shayla at all, even though it's not a shayla at all that
the Goyish child Yarshim is needed in the Mahusa. He's a good.
Oh, so everything is pressure that it does work.
Yeah, it works. The will. So the Mahusa recognizes the one of the bodies is a
guy. Goyish children from the first time. Makes an assumption. And then everything falls.
And then also, Rebbe quoted the Sefer Chinuch that the.
In the end, it only applies in rare cases where the rabbin, where the news is the machadim pay.
Yeah.
The Shabbat is going to
Yeah.